From one night stands to the best relationship advice, please stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned into the hottest dating show on the planet, the Smith Express Dating Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, 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 what's poppin', it's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Dating Show, you dig me? Got some great people with me, finna go down. Crazy day, I got my girl Shannon, Brittany, Boosie, Vaughn, the big partner, Be Easy. Yo, and it's finna go crazy, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. So, hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Yo.
What up? Yo,
what's up?
What's good? What's cracking? So, hey, let's get it started. Hey, what's the difference between the South and Midwest, like, as far as dating-wise or, like, the females in general? Is there a difference or is it all the same?
I think
let me ask a question real quick before we get started. Has any of you guys ever dated any female from the South?
I have.
Oh, you have?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if mine's classified as dating, because I was young. I was in my teens, but, you know.
Okay.
I got some good experience about it a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, but you dealt with someone from the South.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, like, on a serious level. Okay.
Yeah.
I know I've never dated anyone from the Midwest. I don't think so.
Hey, because the men in the Midwest don't cheat.
That's how we're starting this show. Starting with lies.
Okay, men don't cheat.
Right. Why do you not consider cheating?
Likes and comments is not cheating.
Likes and commenting isn't cheating?
No.
Until somebody has a blue check and then the other person loses their mind.
Wait,
a
blue check? Wait, what happened?
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, from things that I've encountered in my life.
What's up with the blue check, man? What happened with that?
Nothing has happened. It is happening. You hear me? But we're not talking about the game. It's all funny games until it's somebody that they feel like, oh, wow, I don't know what I could do with that.
Other
than that, everything's okay. It's not cheating. It's not anything.
I think you're going to need to give a backstory, but we're going to call.
Right. What's the word I'm looking for? They know how to submit a little bit. You know, it's like.
Whoa.
No, I mean.
I don't care.
So they know how to cater to their man's need. It's been like girls from the Midwest and city girls, like, they so used to, like, being the head of the household. Like, they, you know, they don't even come to the house. They try to hold it down.
I wouldn't even say the head of the household. I'd say they got to be more on guard, like, a certain type of thing. Because there's different type of niggas in the city, too. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got to build themselves up to be a certain way for these type of niggas. So, I'm not really knocking them. I'm just saying what the difference is. I get why they be so defensive and so, like, you know, like, a little angry because you're in Chicago. You kind of got to be like that regardless, you know what I'm saying? Because even the guys in the South is more laid back and chill, you know what I'm saying, more than the niggas is in the street. So it ain't really a male-female thing in my perspective. It's like, where you from, a regional thing, you know what I'm saying? Because women from New York and shit like that, they just like Chicago women.
Right? Like, I know a couple of guys who live in Arkansas. They truck drivers. And they wives okay with them being on the road, you know, Fridays a week. You know, when they come home on the weekend, they have their clothes washed, they have their food ready, and shit like that. Guys that work in the city, they come home to the bullshit, like, what you been doing, and this, that, and that, like, nagging wives. Like, females got, like, more trust issues in the city. Like, they don't get no man no room to be a man at all. It's like it's either they way or the highway up here in the city, man.
I think it's more than just a city. It's just women in general nowadays. You feel me?
Yeah, most women are more concerned about being boss chicks.
You hear me?
Ladies, y'all just gonna let that shit slide?
I mean, no, because that's why I just unmuted myself.
Yeah,
I was about to say, I muted myself too, Shannon.
Yeah, I wanted them to go ahead and say
what
they have to say, but...
Dig a hole. They want us to try to dig a hole, y'all. So, my question, what qualities in a man do you guys look for first? Like, what attracts you to men?
Money?
Besides looks.
Solar, so it's like they were working all day long. Sometimes
he would go to work. He would have to be to work 6 o'clock in the morning. And then sometimes he wouldn't get home until maybe like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning from work. And so there was that period where we barely got to spend any time together. But, I mean, I would say he's different because he still tried to make time, like in between his sleep time or whatever, whether it was an hour of just sitting up watching a show with me or something like that. Like, he still made that effort to make time for what he wanted to make time for, and that was me. But, I mean, I can't speak for every guy because I know some people are like, oh, I need to get sleep, so I can go do the same thing again tomorrow. But my dude was just different.
Right, but what about when work don't seem like work? Like, for a person like me who got a regular job, and then when I'm off job, I'm also doing my music stuff, and I'm in the club all the time, and I'm networking, I'm downstairs on the computer, you know, and stuff like that, and when I'm go out, you know, filming videos or shooting with other guys, it's looking like we're hanging out, but and a woman has this, oh, you're not really working, you just out partying, you just out having fun, and you're not including me.
And do you invite her to come along sometimes?
I mean, sometimes, but the house needs to be ran too. Like, you can't be in a club. Yeah.
Hey,
you can't be in a club if you're his home.
Hey, Shannon, hold on. Hey, Shannon, one of your peoples got disconnected.
I don't know which one. I mean, it's
gotta
be Boosie.
Okay. Hey, Shannon, look, call Boosie from your phone.
Okay.
Boosie bad ass.
I'm calling him right now.
All right.
Back on the line.
But nah, hey. Look, hey, easy.
Yo,
hey, Vaughn. Now, keep it facts though. Women nowadays, or not even say nowadays, it's been going on forever. They'll wait for a man to come home from jail, but leave a dude for going home from college. I'm going away for college.
Yeah. So it's like the little extra time I do have, like I want to spend it with my other kids, you know, and I want to do this and I want to. And it's like I'm thinking we cool because, you know, our house has been stable and everything is understood. But it's like I can see where she can feel like I'm putting her on the back burner and like not trying to compromise to like show her time and appreciation. But it's like I feel like you should understand what my goal is.
Which one makes more money, your regular 9-to-5?
Yeah.
But money shouldn't be an issue, though, Shannon.
I'm not saying that to say, like...
If the bills are paid,
like a money
he should be getting laid.
I ask that because I actually want to make more money so that, you know, I can get to the point of saying, like, which one, like, could you do without, you know, the other? If that makes sense.
But that's
like,
his drive, though. That's what's in him. He can't go without... You know what I'm talking about? Like, that's always going to be in him regardless. And what's in you can't never die.
Like, check this out on the flip side. So, during this period, she was in nursing school. And she wasn't working. She was just spending all her time studying and, you know, doing her work. So, like, the free time that I do have, she'll push me off and be like, well, I'm studying. I'm doing this. I can't do this. I can't go out. Like, oh, well, I got a show at the club tonight. Can you come? Oh, no, I'm studying. So it's like it created a divide between me and her because she was focusing on what she had to do, and I was trying to focus on what I had to do. But at the end of the day, it's still all my fault because I didn't put in enough effort to try to be there for her.
Hell nah, bro. Hell nah. To me, I'm going to keep it a buck. Hey, everybody there, Boost? So
yeah,
I'm just
I'm trying to figure out what's
because like I if he's trying to do what he like and she why is it an issue when he's trying to do what he like versus when she's out there trying to do what she like and he ain't causing no hell.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, right. My point exactly.
Exactly. Somebody understands me, man.
Thank you, G.
It's like I understand what she's doing. And I don't have no complaints about it.
Right, because she could have easily got a 9-to-5. She could have McDonald's hiring. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker selling waters on the expressway, but shorty can't work.
That's crazy. Boopie, I know you're about to say something, so I'm going to let you go. Before I go.
Yeah, I was going to let him finish.
especially when it comes to your dream, as far as the music thing.
See, it's, in my perspective, it's much easier on a man part to accept that role than it is for a woman.
That's facts. Yeah. That's facts.
Look, let me just, all right, so for me, I play organized sports my whole life, so I understand my role in whatever situation I am. I understand my role. I can't have you on my team and your job is to rebound and I put up 30 and you look at me all funny because I scored 30 and you didn't score anything. Like, same with your issues, like how you said you was at home with a stay-at-home wife for 12 years and you didn't be able to build your resume and your credit the way you're supposed to because right. somebody else is doing it. Right? He was taking care of that role for you.
Right.
So when things go sour, you can't be resentful and be upset because you wasn't able to build yourself because that wasn't your part. That wasn't your role to do that at that moment.
Okay. That's your perspective.
That's facts, though. That's fair. That's big facts.
That's fair. But the what I'm getting at is do not sacrifice your dream or put your life on hold to catapult somebody else where they want to be because you want to be in a relationship with them. Because at the end of all of that, she can go be the best nurse she wants to be, and you can go get a Grammy. But that doesn't mean, like, do you want somebody to be with you for what you're doing or to be with you for who you are?
Okay,
so take away all of that other networking events, all of that other stuff. At the end of the day, if it's just you and her, are y'all still split up in the house? Because I'm confused when you say, like, you was willing to compromise, but it seemed like everything was divided.
To me, to be honest, I'm putting my shit out there. We going
you don't have
divorce.
To tell me everything, but
no, hold on. I'm being true, but this is what caused us to, because we was married for 4 years. This is what's causing us to go through a divorce now, because it's not even just the music aspect. It's just me, period, because I'm so used to operating the way I operate, where if it's my regular job, where it's music, where it's take care of my kids, or just daily activities, I'm so used to getting to it. I got to go and get to it, no matter what time of the day it is or whatever. I got to go and get to it. And she's always looking like, hey, what about me? What about me? And it's like, I'm not really thinking about you because I'm expecting you to just ride, period. But she want me to always turn back and look for her and ride, grab her hand. And I feel like I shouldn't have to do that because you should be standing next to me regardless.
But you don't put it in a position to where... She's your number one fan. You said she is your number one fan. She's your number one fan. She's going to support you.
That's what he was just saying. And I agree
but
with that.
But if you said, but he just said that he got to move whenever he got to move. But
right, she expects me to be more vocal about
that. She has to study, too. So you should be able to sacrifice some of what you're doing because you know she needs to study, right?
That's,
she said she was
that's
studying.
Not a
time.
Right, I'm saying,
that's
like,
previously.
Right, that's what she knows. Right, so she's already done, she's working already, you know what I mean? So now she's building her shit up now. So where she's feeling like she's more independent and she don't have to look for me to make moves and she can just do shit on her own now. So
sounds like a money situation.
It's not. I don't think it is. I really don't think it is because either one of us can shit on each other. You know what I mean? I can't be like, oh, well, I make more money than you and she can't do the same to me. So I think it's more of a, she want me to basically, like, I won't say kiss her ass, but just, like, always just reassure her that she's my partner. Like, we in this together.
Because she don't feel like you treat her that way.
And that's the confusion on my behalf because it's like, for the last 9 years, I've been the same person.
I've been the same person. Nothing has changed or happened in 9 years that would throw you off of your current, like, path.
In my perspective, I think I've been moving the same. But I think...
Did she say anything about you moving differently, though? Like, did she point out something different changes?
Yeah, she said that I forget about her.
I feel that feeling. I know what it means.
But, I mean, okay, all right, let Reverend Smith come in, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, like,
yeah, like for real. Like,
at the end of the day, it just seems like y'all's relationship has run its course, and like the people y'all were, like when you worked with it was, but now it's like y'all on different paths, and maybe y'all should, like y'all are doing, y'all going separate paths, because like both of y'all lives are not intertwined, like it's not a good fit for each other. That's all.
Like, that's what, like, I talked about it, prayed about it, and all that stuff about it, and you hit it on the head. It just feel like we just been growing apart, and it's like, it's more than just understanding each other's roles now, and it's like, we morphed into, like, taking care of shit on our own, so it don't really need the other person to do that for each other anymore. So it's like, we both looking for the same thing, because the same way she feel, I feel too. You know, when she go out, do her thing, and, you know, work and hang out with her friends, and I'll be having to downtown, I'll be like, damn, you ain't want to see if I wanted to hang out? And she's like, oh, well, I figured you was busy. And, you know, and vice versa. I feel the same way. I'm like, oh, well, I figured you was busy.
Yeah, y'all
done
more stuff. Yeah. But my advice is to, like, your next relationship, whatever it may be, find someone who is in the same industry as you, like, the same, like she said, a like-minded individual. Somebody that can be out there with you and grinding at this point, that like in your music career, like where you're trying to build it up and everything, you're somebody that's going to ride with you at the time. I would prefer it to, like, I would suggest it be someone without kids, because if it's going to be with somebody else with kids or whatever, you're going to run into the same issue where she's stuck at home with the kids and while you're out. You know,
but I don't want that either, because, like, I'm spilling the beans now, but I had three kids in my previous relationship before I even got with her, and she had none. So now we have a 1-year-old child.
Oh, you tripping. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry. My bad.
How's he tripping?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
How's he tripping?
You tripping.
How's he tripping? No, hell no. You know how many, bro? Hell no, G. She knew what it was. He didn't have the kids. He didn't.
No, you don't never do that. But she saw so much in you when she met you. She was like, you know what? I really like this man. Regardless of whatever he got going on before me or concurrently. She liked you in the beginning, but she figured out some way along the way, like, wait a minute, I'm ripping.
Hell no, G.
I'm just saying.
Alright, hold on, let me go out for a second if I get up at this place. Hold on 1 second.
How is he tripping?
Somebody else talk. He's tripping.
Like, I'm trying to.
How?
You guys didn't have your kids younger, right?
Okay, but hold on. Listen. Like, when you're dealing with someone with kids, you accept that baggage plus that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Especially if you know what you're getting yourself into. If somebody not accepting my kids, but listen, if somebody's not accepting my kids, I could see if I was a deadbeat. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm popping off for my kids, whoop-de-whoop, you know what I'm saying? Like, gee, them kids going to always come first. Them kids should be a part of her, just in general. Them kids should never
absolutely
be an issue.
Absolutely. I think you're misunderstanding when I say you're tripping. What I was saying was, she saw enough in him that let, because I'm going to be honest, it's so rare to find anybody without a child, especially when you get to my age. I don't know how old or how young, you know, they were. But by the time I was 21, I had already had two kids. And it was hard. And this was in the early 2000s. So, I'm that's what I'm saying. Like, I could understand how you have to believe in somebody, or you really want to be with somebody when you forego everything that you already know and everything you already see. Because I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's some good baby mamas out here, but it's some crazy ones too, and you just have to depend that, or hope that whoever you're dating, you
choices. Because you have to worry about all of that stuff. It's not just the children the majority of the time. It's the adults in the situation.
That's why I don't
know. She was impatient.
But she shouldn't have been. Like, if you don't want that, like, me personally, I don't want to date somebody who has kids. So even if I'm like, oh, you cool, I like you, whatever, I'm not even about to go there with you because I know that I don't want to be put in a position where I'm going to be put secondhand to your child, as I should be, because your kids should be your first priority. But she put herself in that position in the first place. If she already knew, like, this man cared about his kids, he going to be in his kids' life, they going to become before me. Don't put yourself in that position where you date somebody with kids. Because I don't want to date nobody with kids. I want to have kids with whoever, you know, my partner is or whatever. I would prefer to date somebody who ain't got no kids because I feel like that's something I want to build with them. So I don't think he is tripping because she put herself in that position.
Right. That's why I say I see both sides. Like, I don't think that he was tripping. I definitely see, like, both sides and everything. But that's exactly why I asked him, did she know, like, everything before they got into a relationship?
But if anything, he should be saluted.
He should be his first priority.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he should be saluted.
I'm never arguing that. I do believe that as well, but I'm saying she went out on a limb for him and gave him an opportunity.
She should have.
That was her choice.
I'm just not,
yeah, it was her choice. That's what I'm saying. Like, he hasn't, like, most men think that you're supposed to be, you know, all willing, all accepting, all, like, no matter what, which is fine. Yes, she did make that choice, but at the same time, I'm gonna wait for him to come back.
Like one big happy family, but it's like the disconnect come with her. It's like, as of late, like the last 2 years or so, it's like, she don't want to go out to family activities no more, don't want to do movies, don't want to do this, just want to stay home. And, you know what I mean? It's like, why are you distancing yourself from us?
Because she's like, disconnecting emotionally. Like, she's detaching. So, like, the situation y'all are in now, like, the divorcing stage or whatever, that's probably the best place right now because she's already detaching. When she started doing that, when she started stopping everything that y'all were doing, especially, like, with the kids and everything, she was detaching emotionally. So, once we detach emotionally, I mean, that's it.
Right, but I'm okay with that. But don't blame it on me. Don't say that I'm not the one paying you attention. I'm not the one doing this, and it's like it's
yeah. I mean, I get it. You shouldn't be blaming you for that. If it is truly like that, you shouldn't be blaming you. But hey, I guess that's the difference between me and a lot of females. So I don't know.
That's why I'm like, dating for me right now is like the last thing on my mind. I don't even know how we even started by dating somebody new.
My thing, I would just, if you do start dating someone new, I mean, now living that situation that you were in, I would just be a little more mindful and then, like, more open, honest. I'm not saying that you weren't before, but just kind of explain to them what your situation is, your job, your kids, everything, and then leave it up to them whether they want to, you know, dive in with you and go for that ride. I mean, we'll see.
Like, the starting over from there, we were together for nine years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Really,
I have a question though, because I'm gonna play the devil's advocate here, because I didn't know about my ex not being into me or not liking me until it happened, and we were together for a long time too. Like, there's nothing that he did or he said to make you think like, wait a minute, something's going on here.
Little stuff that you pick up on, but you don't really try not to have that much of a mind because you figure y'all solid. So it's like certain things like that you don't have to worry about. Like, there've been a couple of times when she's like, oh, I don't really want the family. You know what I mean? And you don't take it that serious. And so you think back in hindsight and shit like this, and you're like, oh, she never really wanted this.
Wow.
That's important. Like, if someone ever told you, I don't want kids, I don't think I want kids, like, I would stay away from it, especially if I know I want kids and everything, because then if I do have kids, 100%
agree with that.
Yeah, because if we do have kids, I think you're just doing it because I want it, and then you're not going to give 100%. So
I agree with that.
I'm confused. I'm going to take this back to the bare bones of it all. If you are fucking, okay, let me tell you something. This needs to stop.
It does. I know exactly where she's going. It does. I'd be confused about it all the time. Like, what do you think?
No, people are lying. If you're having sex, unless you have some type of health issue, and it can range, that's a lot. That's, come on, let's be real here.
Yeah.
Like, it's always
that
possibility. Like,
and then it's the fact that you already got kids. So she told me she don't want a family, but you already got kids. But you already know you're gonna be in some kids' lives.
That, sir, was that your is first a family. Red flag. You ignored that red flag, sir. So
I mean, because I'm a man. I'm a man. We stupid, you know. We don't really overthink things the way y'all. You know, until it's too late. And then we got to hurry up and try to figure everything out, so.
But that's not even nothing to overthink, because if she's flat out saying, I don't really want kids, then you ain't got to overthink that. She told you.
She's telling you. She's she's waving that red flag in your face. But, I mean, I guess for a guy, you know, you kind of, like you said, you kind of brushed off. You wasn't really overthinking it or anything. Like, everything else was probably going good and going your way in that relationship. And, like, maybe you just let everything else overshadow that one red flag, that comment. But
right, because it wasn't like, it was like, you don't want them, but I got them, so I don't really care, because I got mine.
Yeah, but you never thought it, that in the long run, that it would cause issues in you guys' relationship.
Exactly.
Moving on.
Hey, I salute partner. You know what I'm saying? He handling his business and achieving his dreams, G.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Chris, when you hit me about beats and stuff, and I'll be like, man, I ain't in the right space right now.
Oh, me.
You know, it'd be like, just the shit like that. I'd be like, I can't really love what I'm doing right now because I ain't really good at home right now. So it's like, I really just want to focus on being home together.
Right. I feel you, though. That's why I say, like, gee, I don't rush it. You know what I'm saying? Take your time with it. You feel me?
That's why I'm so different, because, like, if my dude does making his beats, because my dude actually does that, like, he make beats and stuff, too. I'm right there listening, giving my opinion, my criticism, everything. I'm going to be that ear, that, you know, that ride or die, that everything. I'm trying to be whatever you into. I'm trying. Our child is right there in her swing while we're listening to the beat. You're listening to him make beats, everything. Like, we all in this. We got to make this beat as a family.
Exactly. I'm like, wait, she don't even know how to make a beat. If my nigga was making a beat, I'd be in there like Dr. Dre. Hey,
show me the way.
I'm telling you, look, it started like that.
Don't ever take me to the studio. Don't look out the glass.
Listen, I'm waiting for my phone to ring. Put me on the intro.
Okay, let me get on the song with you. Yeah, let me rap. Like, she got a couple songs with, in the beginning when she want to rap. You know, I write a rap for it, and it's like stand up all night, listen to it, then slowly it started to be like, oh, when you come to bed. Then it became, all night. You know, it like, it slowly started graduating to like, okay, I'm annoyed by this now.
It really sounded like she was low-key putting on, like she really cared, and she got you, and then when she had you, she was like, oh, well, I don't gotta act like I care no more, but then so she just switched it up and started acting like, you know, how she really wanted to be, what y'all was together.
Yo, hey, for real, the best way to see someone is to not look at them, because when they see that you're looking, that's when they're on their best behavior.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, that was deep.
Yeah, Reverend Smith.
I swear to God. That's facts, though. But, hey, look. So, look, let's get to it. Straight to the dating. Keep it a buck. If a man paid for the date, he got the right to tell a female what to order from the menu.
No.
But you
can't tell you I will leave that table so fast.
You
buggers.
That, sir, is not.
You would have think I was a cartoon character. I'm disappearing like Wile E. Coyote. Only thing you're going to see is a puff of smoke.
Damn.
That's a person who don't know how to pimp right. So you got to make suggestions. You got to make their mind up for them by throwing stuff out there.
On me?
Like, oh, yeah.
Take me somewhere that's under 20. Why are we even going on a date then? If you can't afford everything,
I'm with you on that one,
why
right?
Why would you even take me there? Because then you're making me crazy when I order a steak, when I always order steak when I'm paying. So I'm doing what I always do, but you looking at me fat ways like I'm trying to take advantage of you because you're broke.
No, it's not about ordering the steak, it's the extra shit.
You hear me?
You want to.
That's what I always do. But if that's what I always do, if I always order appetizer, I always got a couple of saying, I always get that second everything. Why would I do something different just because I'm with you?
Okay.
Okay. Then
wouldn't that be funny when I ordered the chicken Alfredo?
I swear to God, G.
I swear to God.
Like Brittany said.
But you know what? I'm going to say this. Guys are not that thoughtful. I mean, percentage-wise, when we compare men to women, and I understand it's probably not in your genetic makeup, but if you don't want to spend a lot of money, you're going to have to be thoughtful. You're going to have to think past a dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you can cook a little bit, that's cute.
A
girl like that.
That's cute. Yeah. He said that's cute. Men cook more than women nowadays.
If a guy invited me and he said, hey, I would like to cook for you.
That is so, that's more attractive to me than taking me out to dinner because it shows effort. It shows that you can handle yourself. You ain't got to depend on me to cook all the time and eat everything. It shows that you know how to be by yourself and take care of yourself, too.
No, but hey, now that's the difference between a Midwest woman and a down south. Women up here, not saying all, but like men more so cook now more than the women do, pretty much. That's facts.
I mean, because they don't have to.
That's big facts.
All the women don't have to cook.
Real shit.
I don't know, man. From the outside looking in. This is a scary feel out here now, man. It seems like women are the new niggas now.
I'm glad I ain't in the streets no more.
It's real ghetto out here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's monkeypox. It's more than corona just out here, though. You feel me? It's packages out there.
You're thinking about labeling monkeypox as an STI.
Hey, what?
What?
Wait, what?
But they don't really want to because it is a viral infection, but it's also transmitted through sex a lot. Like, you can get it by just touching a random stranger on the street, but it can be transmitted through sex, too. So they're kind of thinking about how it should be labeled.
That shit fucked up. Have y'all ran across it or no? No, I'm talking about not them, but I'm talking about like y'all know nobody that caught it.
I'm trying to stay far away from that. That's why I try to stay in the house as much as possible. I'm good.
That's what's up. So hey, what is some right, for each of y'all? What is do's and don'ts in the relationships? Like, completely no and a complete yes type thing that y'all look forward to.
I mean, that can go, like, so many, like, subs. How could this? That's too general of a question. Like,
yeah.
You need to be more.
All right, so, Shannon.
I want to ask this. All right, Chris. I want to ask you that.
What up?
How do y'all feel about... Okay, let me write it. Social media, while you're in a relationship, like social media etiquette, basically, while you're in a relationship, when it comes to reposting, commenting, liking, loving statuses,
I love it because I get to see who you are. I get to see your thoughts that you're not saying out loud. If you agreeing and sharing a certain type of post all the time, and I don't know you to be that way, I'm going to assume that's who you really is. And you're not going to cover it up with, oh, it was funny, and I didn't like it. But I'm like, but this type of content that you constantly keep sharing and liking, like,
oh my God. See, I knew I liked you for a reason. I liked you. Okay, so, alright, what about, like, on the flip side, when it comes to, okay, let's say you're in a relationship, or, well, you were married or whatnot, so how did you navigate when it comes to, I guess, loving, like, loving other females, like pictures, or...
I don't.
Always, okay. Or always in comments, or... There was a certain, like, certain females that always, like, slide into your comments. You know how, well, we know how females can be. And I know when you're scrolling, you see a female picture that you may know whatnot, and you're like, oh, that's nice or whatever, and you like it or love it. Bitches will run with that shit.
I just don't do it because you open up stuff that you don't need to open up. Like I said,
oh my god.
Just stay away from it. And then if a female comment on your post, I'll try to highlight it.
Hey, Shannon. Hey, who in here? Brittany or Boosie in there? So somebody just missed. Somebody missing.
Must be Boosie.
Yeah, hey, tell Boosie.
That's why I was able to talk.
tell Boosie to call back.
All right, I'm texting her now.
But, yeah.
I have another question. Look at
it. Her phone died. Let me tell her to call back.
No, it's cool. It's cool. You know what I mean? Now, what was your question?
Okay, so you about to get a divorce. When you dating again, so you said y'all were together for 9 years. So that was, what, 2013? So dating apps weren't really out here like that. So in the future, when you're dating, how are you going to do it? Are you going to get up right now? How are you planning? Because you said you don't really know what you're trying to do.
Hey, Shannon, you told her to call back, or she waiting off?
Yeah, I told her.
All right.
I got a question for the restaurant, though. How your dating life is right now?
Yeah, it's like what it is. I don't ever hear nothing. You never offer up any information.
Wait, who?
So, you.
Oh.
You. You. I told you that.
How's
your dating life?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, and to keep it a buck, to keep it a buck, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm busy, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot going on, a lot that's finna happen. But, like, even on a dating tip, like, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, before, I was reckless. I was easy to fall in love with. I was emotionally woo out the bam. It's like, I'm just playing it safe. You know what I'm saying? But the next motherfucker that I do get pregnant, I'm proposing right then and there. You feel me?
This boy went straight to the next.
I swear to God. Like, in fact, you know what I mean?
Like, the next female you get pregnant, you propose to.
Instantly, you got me fucked up. Cause, hey, look, another thing is though, G, like, if I get down on my knees and I propose to you and you not crying, I'm walking away. That's the most disrespectful thing you could ever do. That's facts. You not finna not cry.
What if you're not that type of person?
Come on, now. Everybody cries when they're getting proposed to, for real.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's facts. If a person not crying, if shorty not crying, when I'm getting down on my knees.
I guess I should have told my ex that it wasn't on the or whatever. I definitely didn't cry. Like, that probably.
She can cry for different reasons, though.
She got me messed up.
Maybe she just. She wanted to say no, and she. Like,
I
feel like you need
to look at her face and see how her face like when you got on you versus crying. You can't even go off that because so many women are caught up into what society thinks they should be doing, and they just want those experiences. You know what I mean? I know a bunch of chicks that ain't never eat crab legs before. But now all of a sudden, chicks eat crab legs, and that's their go-to. You know what I mean? Like, everybody want to go to Miami. Everybody want to go on vacation just to take pictures. Everybody want to do these things they see on social media because they figure that's what should happen in their life. So they just look forward to those moments and not the person that they spending those moments with.
Facts.
I feel it.
Hey, look. Well, hold on. I ain't mean to cut you off, boss. The same thing, like, to even bring it down to the – I think, Shan, we talked about this on the last one, with the whole Will Smith and Chris Rock joint. Like, I feel like that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Chris should be – I mean, not Chris. Will should be getting the utmost respect anyway.
Nigga, what?
Will.
Damn, my fault. Will, my fault. Will, my bad.
Why should he be getting the most respect for him?
What you mean? Because first of all, as a black man, you never tell a joke or put another black man on blast in front of another race. You never make another race laugh down in your race. That's fact.
I get that point. But like after pondering with that moment for like months and thinking about it, Will went out like a goofy man.
How?
He did, and he made all. Crazy too.
How?
Because crazy. He defended a woman who never defended him. Never.
What?
Never.
Bro, look.
This is Will's film, bro. He probably fucked up a million bitches in his life, bro. And we ain't never heard about none of it.
Listen.
It's like, bro.
Hold on, listen. Listen. For people that be like, oh man, they acted like niggas. That's what Woo Out the Bam do. No, at the Oscars, where there was predominantly white people on that type of stage, this is not the BET Awards. How Will Smith defended his wife was so beautiful because, first of all, we're not known for that. If you ask another race what a black man think about a black woman, he would tell you the most degrading things ever. You feel me? So for him to actually, that's rare. They never seen that before. They ain't seen that in 20, 30 years. For him to defend.
But that's violence. That's another act that we get looked down upon, though.
But no. But listen, though. When it comes down for the black man defending a black woman, there's no violence at all, period. We're not known for that. We're not known for defending and actually sticking up publicly, especially on the type of stage that was. That's the Oscars. I could see if it was the BET Awards. You feel me? Usually when a black man down another black man, wife or whatever, if it's not that serious, on that note, it's cracking jokes, adding on to the jokes. You know what I mean? Like, what Will Smith did was beautiful. And, like, the type of crowd that was, that let him know that, hey, black men do care about their black women, as other races care about their women.
But they're not even going to see that as a black man bossing another black man.
Exactly. They're going to miss that whole point right there, and
they're
going to look. This
is
how black men act when they get upset.
Bro, no, I'm saying, but when you look at it, though, like, white men.
It became more than about him defending his wife. It's been more about him showing class and how he acts around other people. It's a million and trillion ways he could have disrespected Chris Rock back and like Spawn took up for his wife. He could have made his acceptance speech. He could have said what he said when he sat back down. Keep my name wife out your fucking mouth. Don't joke about my wife. He could have sat there when he took his acceptance speech. But the fact that he went up there to try to prove something to her when she don't even care at the whole run, he just messed himself up and put himself in the jail for somebody who's going to laugh at him behind his back later on. Everybody, look at this goofy ass nigga. Look, he always doing something stupid.
But even on that show, listen, hey, on that note though, even when you look at that show, Will Smith had put out timeless classic movies.
Huh? Right, but if I would have came up there and smacked the nigga for my wife, better be close to the stage right behind me. On her seat.
Gee.
Because this was the time we both met.
She left his ass, and she was like,
"Oh my God, why would you do that?" Now he up there looking stupid by himself.
Gee, I'm saying, but look though, when you look at that award itself though, you feel me? Yeah, like Will Smith being banned. Will Smith never won an award. This is the first time ever Will Smith won anything from them, and Will Smith put out classics of movies. So him being banned from there is not a loss for him. You know what I mean? That there's a lot of people that should have won that never won. You know what I mean? Like Denzel just.
He was a part of the group of people who actually vote for the people who get these awards. So now you took another black man out of the seat of power, and they just gonna replace him with a white man. So now when Kevin Hart or one of these other actors, Michael B. Jordan or whatever, gets nominated for an award, we don't got nobody of representation to vote for them because you just lost that power by showing them this is how we act.
I don't think that this is how we act.
You also have to think about everything we do impacts every other black person. They look at one of us and it represents all of us. So him going up there, they're like, oh, well, they are niggas. They all gonna act like that. So he messing it up for the next person.
Right.
Well, what if he would have did something like that? And their first thought would be like, oh, damn, if the best of the best of the best of black men would do something like this, what made me think Tyrone or Jerome wouldn't do nothing like this?
Will Smith defending his wife at that time, at that specific time, was a beautiful thing. That's my opinion on
it.
Had Will Smith not had stood up for her, that ride home would have been awkward as fuck.
It's already awkward as fuck because I was just making jokes about you sleeping with another nigga.
That relationship, that come on now, G. That would have been awkward.
Wait. I missed something good.
Will and Jada, girl. Will
Thank you.
Oscar fiasco.
Him defending her.
Why is that fiasco? That's an agreement that they made in their home. Their mistake was bringing it to the left, so everybody
can see it. We're talking about the Oscar fiasco.
Boosie, we on the hook. We talking about the Oscar fiasco. Listen, Will, because Will's still mad about that. But we going to let it go.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with Jada? Didn't do anything.
Girl, we are talking
you
about.
You
changed
the whole conversation.
I'm
seeing
Jada.
Oh, my God. You don't even know what we're talking about. We're not even,
I just want to say, that's my piece on it. I'm Team Jada.
Lord.
Damn.
Team Jada.
That's my piece.
Moving on. Moving on.
Nah, let's finish talking.
Go ahead. I'm just saying I'm Team Jada.
I'm just saying, well, why Team Jada, though? Like, what is it that she do?
Because she's sticking beside him. And she knows what he knows. He don't want everybody else to know.
What is that?
So she's just sitting in the rafters, trying to mind her business.
What?
They should have never told everybody what was going on.
Exactly.
Will
would
be upset.
They said they had something, they agreed on something in their home, so that should have stayed in their home. So,
that's what I'm saying. Will is the one who let it get out of here. Well, okay, so when the first red table talk came out, right?
Oh, my Lord, what are you doing, my God? I'm sorry. This man is
hello?
So nobody agrees with me that Jada is not in the wrong.
So, I mean,
we weren't even talking about that, though.
I'm just saying, since we brought it up, because I wanted to talk
that's,
about
that's just, that's a discussion for a whole other day. I think that's a topic. That's a topic.
Really?
Because, I mean, it should have just stayed, whatever they had going on, it should have just stayed, you know, in their home. I don't know how it got leaked or anything like that, but.
Because when you bring other people in, that's what happens, though.
Yeah, especially like, if y'all should make
it
out of
yeah.
Yeah, especially
a younger. Fuck it, I'm going to say she wrong as fuck.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
She wrong as fuck.
How you wrong, though? They had the agreement to have an open relationship.
But no, but look, it's certain things you do and certain things you don't do. Like I said, like, if you want the peace, look, in my opinion, if you want the peace, you don't do shit that's going to interrupt the peace. Like, how was you thinking with sleeping with a 21-year-old R&B star was not going to be messy?
Yeah, that's
that was her son's friend.
She chose a young
right, it's like certain shit you don't do. You fucking Jada Pinkett. You can fuck any nigga you want.
He don't want to tell all his
friends. She wanted that nigga.
I'm telling everybody to fuck Jada Pinkett. I'm sorry.
But I'm saying, though, like... Nah, but hey, what was fucked up was that Buddy was her son's friend. If Will would have dated Willow's, his daughter's friends, he'd have been every name in the book. He really would have got his career ended.
You think so? Will,
yeah.
He probably
did. It tells you they probably fucked
him. I'm talking about August Alsina was his son's friend.
They need to get people to give double standards. She likes them young. He likes them white. It sounds like
a... When was Will Smith around any... when did Will Smith date a white woman?
When did he not? They have an open marriage. A lot of people don't understand that. And until you understand what an open marriage is, then you could be like, okay, you know, but people didn't even hear that part. They only heard, oh, Jada Smith walked out.
Devil.
Okay, now take me nowhere.
Well, what is light skin got to do with anything?
Wait. What's your sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
my God. No, never mind. Run, run, everybody run. Everybody run, everybody run.
Because he's light-skinned?
I'm light-skinned in Aquarius? Now you're going to judge me like I'm some type of horrible person?
You know? I swear to God, she snapped, G.
No, I'm all right. No, thank you, senor.
I think I'm a very grounded individual. But, you know,
how tall are you?
I'm 6 feet and 3 foot.
Okay, you definitely, I'm staying away from you. Chris, I don't want to see this man when I come up there. Bring somebody else.
Yeah, hey, right, I know I'm taller than Shannon.
For kryptonite.
You said what?
Exactly, like, why would I even ask that question? And now I'm getting distracted.
What?
So why are you asking
me? Oh, what?
I'm a very nice guy.
This thing on there is a trust factor. Let me get off this.
I already had this book.
Let me find you on Instagram. What's your IG, sir?
Well, sir, we all need to add.
I don't even use Instagram.
Like, he on Facebook.
Good. You don't like people to know where you are. That's even better.
I got an IG, but I can't.
You need to add us on Facebook and everything.
Oh, yeah. Shout out y'all social media.
I'm on Snapchat. I'm on all the social media platforms, actually. Vaughn City is my name. You just look me up and you'll find me.
Hey, Shannon.
Your name is what? Wait.
You heard my song Dip?
No, not yet.
Alright.
Hold on, you said Vaughn, though.
Lil Baby said it feels good to tell somebody to goof you. Yeah.
What if we're on Facebook? When's your birthday exactly, Vaughn?
Oh my God, you on my social too?
No, I'm good on that.
No, I'm Black History Day.
Okay, February 30th. Okay.
Yeah, February 1st to be exact.
I mean, I'm a January Aquarius. My birthday is January
30th. Okay, is it still in there?
Oh, girl. Shannon, send me his IG once you find it.
I don't have it. I was asking him what's his name on...
Oh, on Instagram. On Instagram, on Vaughn City.
Ari.
All one word?
No, I didn't. Vaughn City, V-O-N-C-I-T-Y.
I'm about to be a weirdo.
I can't even. I didn't catch none of that.
V-O-N-C-I-T-Y.
I don't have that many followers.
I didn't like your tone, Christopher.
I'm just saying.
I don't like your tone. So we'll talk about that later.
Oh, wait.
You hear? You snap.
Is this you with the, God damn it, what happened?
Hey, low key?
That's exactly who it is.
The Vaughn C Beats or something like that?
Yeah.
I can't remember because I ignored it.
Yeah, that's my stage name.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Not the stage name. Somebody stop me, please.
Y'all act like he a male stripper.
Listen, not the stage name, though.
That's my stage name.
Please don't give me a platform. People are going to hate me.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to give you a follow. Okay.
I'm trying to. We're not.
Wait, is that Amber?
Yeah. I was trying to get your attention for the longest.
I was trying to tell you had the whole time, and she wouldn't let me tell you, hey.
Amber, what up? Hey, tell a story how she broke y'all up. Y'all was the dopest R&B group, and Shannon broke y'all up.
She did not break us up. She did not break us up.
You hear Brittany?
I like it. She did not break us up.
She was a real person in that Rainbow Fat Cat.
Anyway, I just wanted to get out here and tell you, hey, that's it.
What up, Amber G?
What's up?
What's cracking? Hey, Shannon.
Well, I just added you, so.
Oh, my God. If y'all do something with that song, I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah, hey, what happened?
My boyfriend, John C., the producer, I added you. I gave you a follow, okay?
Yeah,
I expect one back.
On Instagram.
Let me get on my
Instagram. Vine City, Vine CB.
Okay, Shannon, calm down. You heard that, man. Put some respect on that man's name.
Chris, let me tell you something. Remember, you want to know another member that was the average?
Who?
They on the phone right now, Brittany.
Who?
Brittany, who on the phone right now?
Damn.
Yeah.
Y'all snap, G. Why you ain't say nothing, Shannon?
Brittany knew.
I forgot about that part of my life.
Damn.
Wait a minute. I'm so sick of this.
Y'all snap,
Chris,
G.
We gotta record something else.
Damn. Hey, Vaughn. G, hey, they was the dopest R&B group. They was on some Destiny Child shit. But somebody named Shannon broke them up.
Why are you?
You hear me?
It's a long story. I'm gonna give you a short version of why the group broke up. One person was incarcerated. They was on D block, so to speak. That's it. Short story.
Damn. Damn. Y'all just blew me with that one, G.
I'm just being honest. That's what happened.
No, I'm talking about, like, I didn't know Brittany was... I forgot all about it, because it was three of y'all, right?
Well, it was four. Brittany was in there.
And what was that other one? That wasn't Akalisha. What's that other girl name?
Adriana.
Nah, the other one. It was another one.
Shanisa.
Was that the one that was pregnant?
This is fun. This man is bringing up 20-year-old stuff. This is
okay.
I forgot about that.
Yes, Brittany was in the group
too. Wow. Y'all snap. Hey, what year was that? That was like
the longest friend that I have ever had.
Hey, what year was that though? That was like 06, right?
Man, I'm telling you. Yeah, it was
06.
Wow.
What was
your group
name?
Average.
Are we really doing this right now?
Why the fuck would y'all name the group that?
G, they was dope, G.
This was like 20 years ago. They were kids.
They were shorties, G.
It was like middle school.
Oh,
no. Nah, hey, the song was lit, G. It was definitely a banger, G.
But only two of us recorded the song.
Yeah.
It was only two people on there?
Yeah, Beyonce and Kelly when they recorded the song.
Anyways, that's all right, because if anybody.
It was only two of us that recorded.
Damn.
Let me tell you, true story about their recording. I got my ass cut for skipping school and going to record that song.
Wow. Damn. How did you get caught?
What you mean?
Wait, hold on. Wait, you was in fifth grade?
Ain't no problem talking to me and she didn't.
Wait, hold on.
That's
just like a Dash Diva. Damn.
But I'm about to have to go. I gotta do her hair. And I got a chance for the little one.
But hold on, wait. Amber was what, in like fifth grade, right?
Sixth grade.
Right, know. Sixth grade.
Well, we recorded that song out of seventh grade. Oh. I was in seventh grade when we recorded that song.
Can I see it,
mama? Damn, hey, do y'all remember how it went?
Yeah.
I got the track, I got it, but... It's so old, like it needs to be reformatted or something.
Well, how about we re-record it? Because our voices have matured since then. I will not come to listen to that song. I was a child.
Damn, Shannon.
Shannon,
that's Shannon's fault. That, okay. Right.
Come on, mess something up.
Hey, we definitely gotta schedule something else. It's been fun.
We
gotta definitely schedule something else.
Well, what y'all doing Wednesday?
Boosie works. She's a chef at a club, lounge, whatever. So it's like her week to be terrible. But she only has Sundays and Mondays off. Is she still on the phone?
Damn, is she?
Boosie. It probably dropped again. But yeah, she only has Sundays and Mondays off. Brittany, we really have to get something on the calendar for Brittany so it can be there.
Yeah, I gotta know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Damn. Wait, hold on. Hey, so wait, all the average members are in their 30s?
No.
Only one. Brittany, you're about to be 30.
I got a couple more months. I'm not yet.
Hey.
Amber is about to be 29. Yeah, Amber is about to be 29. And
she's 29.
Yeah, so only Brittany is about to be 30. About to hit 30, yep.
Hey, look, so, hey.
Okay, we'll have to keep saying that, though.
Hey, but no, look, hey, you remember when I first did that magazine? Y'all showed hella love, G.
Oh, yeah. Where is the giant cold?
That was 10 years ago, G.
You know?
They showed hella love.
Definitely. You know, I just have to know ahead of time so I can make sure it's done around the time Ari's dad is home and I can, you know, get away from her for a second.
All right, look. Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Just to wrap up the show, any outlet, you know what I mean? Any outwards, any encouraging words for someone that might be struggling in a relationship type thing that might have been going through what y'all went through? Any encouraging words for them?
Before you get into a relationship, make sure you're ready to be in a relationship. That's the best advice that I can give. Make sure you've worked on yourself and you've done every single thing that you wanted to do while you were single. Make sure you've done all of that before getting into a relationship with someone. Because it's a lot of times where people, once they're in a relationship, yeah, they said that, oh, I'm done with the streets and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But you get in your relationships, you're still trying to live a single life, and it's not fair to the other person. So make sure you're ready for that shit. Make sure you're ready for it. Live your best life. Live your best single life. And then when you've done that, you feel like it's all out of your system, then go get into one. Don't try to live a single life inside of a relationship.
That's facts.
Exactly. And love yourself before you love somebody else.
Amen.
Yeah.
Damn. And let's bring Average back. I swear to God.
I want to do the first track.
I swear to God, G. Hey, they go hard, G. I'm gonna try my hardest to revive that track. Vaughn, you probably could be able to
do
it.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you as soon as we hang up. I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna send it. It's a matter of fact, I got it right now. It's labeled track one in my
Alright, no problem, Vaughn. I'm finna hit your line as soon as we hang up, alright?
Alright, bud.
Yo, there you have it. Super dope interview, you know what I mean, with Shannon, Brittany, Boosie, my partner Vaughn. Shout out to my partner Easy O'Hare. Signing out on a dope episode, the Smith Express Dating Show. You already know what it is. Let's get it. Yeah.